Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, oh, look at Solana across the glass. Today is International Sunglasses Day.
What?
Yeah. Now I'll put on my my reading glasses.
Put on your damn bifocals. What are you talking about?
Thanks for coming prepared, Crowder.
International Sunglass Day.
Yeah, I don't know what that means necessarily, but I'll celebrate sunglasses today. It's a very important invention.
Why does everything need a day? Hamburger Day, Sunglass Day, Hot
like
Dog
it.
Day.
I like it.
Munchester Cheese Day.
You know what? Munster cheese?
Is it Munchester?
No, Munster.
Yeah, we do craft slices at my house.
Which is barely cheese. You doesn't know what today melt. Is, besides Sunglasses Day.
No.
Well, you know what this week is.
What's this week?
I'm a fun week.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes, yes.
Just want to make sure you remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is good. I didn't know the week yet.
I'm
this
a fun
week.
Guy.
It's a fun week.
Had some crazy twists and turns on yesterday's show. You weren't here. I missed you. Ira did a great job.
Yeah.
I missed you yesterday because Mickey Sudo, the professional eater, this is shocking. I believe stole Roberto Luongo's thunder the day this Hall of Famer retired 5 minutes before our show started, a guy whose jersey will be hanging from the rafters of the BB&T Center, Roberto Luongo, a beloved Parkland resident. His thunder was stolen by the number one ranked professional female eater in the world, Mickey Sudo.
Eating equality.
Eating equality was brought to the forefront. I was surprised no one was asked about it during the Democratic debate last night.
You know what? You know, they
covered
the ball.
Covered a lot of topics. What about eating equality? If you missed it yesterday, I know you were off yesterday, but you have heard it.
Yeah, I listened on the way back from the Keys.
And it is, if you missed it, one of the craziest. I'm not overselling this, right?
No.
It's one of the craziest twists I've ever experienced hosting a radio program, because we were going to have a light and fluffy conversation, as I said to Ira, about competitive eating. I was going to ask her, we've never had her on, we've had plenty of professional eaters on. I was going to ask her my traditional questions. What do you not like eating? Do you eat this way on your off time? What are your bowel movements like? You know, the whole gamut.
The normal ones. Huh?
The normal questions. And she came out of the box. Because the national Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is a week from today. Coney Island, as George Shea, the commissioner, told us earlier this week, 30,000 people at Coney Island. It'll be on ESPN2 live.
Well, the men portion.
The men's portion.
Yeah.
And she will be there. She will win $10,000. She is such a prohibitive favorite. There is no one that can hold her cup of coffee when it comes to eating in the female circuit. She's won the last five contests. She will win another. And you'd think that she would have come on yesterday and just, I'm looking forward to it, whatever. And she came out, I'm not lying, throwing haymakers at Major League Eating, at Nathan's, at the whole contest, that it's televised on ESPN, but only the male portion, and she's just a forgotten person, and if she complains about it, they'll just replace her words with another half Asian American, and no one will know the difference. Like, she had, like, and I wasn't asking her any of that stuff, because who would have thought that was festering anywhere?
Oh, she came out the gate.
Came out of the box.
Yep.
And it
Ready.
Was staggering. And about 9 minutes in, phone line goes dead.
Coincidentally.
And I legitimately thought they hung up the phone on her. I have theories.
I had some theories, too.
My theory, if you go back and listen to it, my theory is that her boyfriend that she mentioned in the interview, or her friend, was sitting there. and was trying to get her attention through the interview, like, hey, and she wouldn't, it's hard to have an interview and someone's telling you something at the same time or whatever. And so finally, the person just clicked the phone, phone down, had a conversation with her. She called back and was a completely different person.
When you're with the Dolphins, any player on the Dolphins right now, there's a guy that stands next to you while you're interviewing. And if something, we actually play audio. His name's Harvey Green when I was playing. I think he's still with the Dolphins, but that's not his job. But if you ask something to, you know, that would might hurt, his answer might hurt the team or might be a storyline, they'll butt in. Hey, okay, no, we're not speaking about that today. And the player kind of sits there, and it's the next question. I think she had a next question guy.
It's possible because she was completely different the second half. And yeah. Look, it was just, but it's still, it was just fun, but it was wild. Yeah. And it's at WQAM.com. I am telling you, it is worth a listen only because, you know, I've said it a million times. I'm a big fan of live, organic radio. You don't know what's going to happen next. When you least expect something, something happens. And that was this moment yesterday. Roberto Luongo retired from the Panthers. Huge story. Huge story.
We have Moeller coming on today to talk
Randy
about
Moeller's it. Randy Moeller's going to talk about him today. And she out of left field, and she was fascinating and right. And it was wild. And by the way, in 10 minutes from now, Eric Badlands Booker from Major League Eating is going to join us. And I know he steers clear of controversy. I'm not even going to ask him.
Well, he's on the man's side that gets all the respect.
He doesn't win nothing, though. That dude, he's like huge and imposing big dude. And he goes, he gets, because he qualifies every year for the hot dog eating contest. He did down here a couple of years ago at Marlins Park. But he never, like, he's the 21st ranked eater in the world. But Badlands has blown up on YouTube. Blown up.
20 times more people know the name Badlands Booker.
Yes.
Than Mickey Sudo.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's great.
And she's angry about that. And her contention during the interview was because he gets all this FaceTime during ESPN on the 4th of July, he's now a marketable character outside of the eating realm. And she's like, I want some of that pie, which I totally get, by the way. But his YouTube channel, almost 800,000 subscribers. But the crazy thing about it is the growth. It's gone from like 200 or 300,000 subscribers at the beginning of the year to now approaching a million. It has snowballed. And all he does on it is chug things. We watched it the other day.
He chugged cranberry Sprite.
A two liter bottle, right?
And had 5.5 million views.
And they're not MTV video worthy productions.
No, he put a little music behind it.
He put some music behind it.
And chugged a 2 liter.
And it's in his apartment. There, you know, there's just a dish rag in the background.
Burps afterwards. And we all laugh.
But he does down like a 2 liter bottle of that Sprite Cranberry in like 50 seconds or something.
It's impressive.
It's a crazy amount of liquid. But
it's the equal pay. NBA, WNBA's arguing
NBA.
Here's the thing, though.
They do get equal pay. She wasn't complaining about that because she revealed to Ira, because Ira said, well, what about the prize money? How much and the male winner on Thursday gets $10,000. Female winner gets $10,000 as well. So the pay is equal. It was interesting.
But the marketing.
What was weird was she was complaining about the inequality, and then she said, well, actually, I think the men should get paid more.
Yeah, she
so
made
she
a case.
The argument.
She made a case that because they eat so many more hot dogs, they should actually get more money.
But that was after the...
No, that was before.
That was before?
Yeah, she was a little off. I'm telling you, something was up, and then there was the hang up, and then she was different.
She came back a lot calmer.
Something happened. But anyway, we're going to talk some competitive eating today. It's summer. We like having fun, and there's a lot going on. We are going to talk about Roberto Luongo today with Randy Moeller. I mean, just one of the greatest athletes that we've ever gotten to see play in South Florida.
One of the greatest goalies of all time.
Absolutely.
I was looking at numbers this morning.
Absolutely. I think he's got the third most wins, right, of any goalie. Like, I mean,
save
one of the greatest goalies of
three,
all
like,
time.
All his numbers top three. He's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed.
And then we've got all this NBA news. Kurt Heelan from NBC Sports, he's their pro basketball writer and editor. Kurt Heelan, he's going to join us. I saw, is Kemba going to Boston? That's for sure?
I didn't see it was for sure.
Okay,
but
maybe it's not. I saw that they were the front runner to land them. And there's a whole bunch of talk about Jimmy Butler to Houston, which I think would be an abject disaster. But they want him. I think I was watching First Take this morning. Like, who was it? Maybe was it Max or Jay Williams? I don't know. But they were saying, like, Jimmy Butler is an alpha male. You saw it in Minnesota. Remember when he came back that one practice and he was ripping everyone's head off?
Went on the scout team and beat the starters to teach him a lesson.
And was letting everyone know as he did it.
Yes.
He is an alpha dog.
He was a little boy in Carl Anthony Towns.
And Chris Paul is an alpha dog.
Yeah.
And James Harden, as they were saying on First Take, is passive aggressive. He's not going to cower in a corner. He's passive aggressive. Yep. I believe there was a lot of that problem with Carmelo there. Carmelo's a me first guy, and that didn't jibe with Chris Paul and James Harden.
And a side note, with James Harden feeling as if he got messed over out of the MVP, going 37 points per game through the season.
He's going to dribble the ball more.
He's not going to calm down this year. Now he has to go 40 points a game because y'all messed me out of my MVP.
So there's a lot of talk about that. Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, obviously Kevin Durant decision is looming, the Kawhi Leonard decision.
That Kevin Durant thing's puzzling me because he can make $50 million if he works with Golden State. 50 more, that fifth year.
Correct.
And, you know, $40-plus million. I don't know if I can hate somebody enough to put $40 million out on the table.
I think he's got New York on his mind, and I think that is end of story. He is going to the Knicks.
But we talked to someone, and I asked him about the same thing. Like, hey, man, the fifth year, $40-plus million more. Like, you take that money. Well, he'll make more marketing. He'll make that 50 back marketing. Well, make the 50 marketing and the 40 on the fifth
right,
year.
Like, he's not.
Let's do 90.
He's not going to have a deal with Nike. They go, hey, if you play at Golden State, you get $30 million a year. If you play in New York, get 50. Like, I understand that there's a lot more exposure in New York. But when you're the reigning NBA champs and you've been there five times in a row, there's no shortage of that team being on television having exposure.
I would say if he leaves that money on the table and just says the hell with it, he has an issue with the Golden State Warrior training staff, coaching staff, the organization.
I think he wants to do something that has not been done by, I think, the guys that he considers his peers, right? LeBron, Kobe, yeah. Magic, even Dwayne Wade. None of them played in the Mecca, Madison Square Garden. He can do one thing different than all these champions. Everyone's got multiple rings. He can do one thing different, which is take his talents to New York City. None of those guys ever did that.
And his move was criticized because he went to play with stars and established team. You know what? I'm going to go to a nobody team and make them.
They got a draft choice. I'm going to go there and play with RJ Barrett, and then we'll see what people say.
I'm with
you. Be interesting. So we have a lot of stuff to talk to, a lot of stuff to talk about, but we're going to talk to Eric Badlands Booker. He is a larger-than-life personality. We've had him on the show a number of times, and his, like I said, his YouTube channel, Badlands Chugs, has blown up. 5+ million views on videos of him drinking. Like,
it's, go look.
It's go look at it. Badlands Chugs on YouTube. Go look at it. It's tremendous. You won't be, Solana, you fell down the wormhole today, right?
I couldn't stop watching videos.
You start watching and you can't stop, and then you don't even know why you're watching. You're like, why am I fascinated by this?
But I loved it.
You can't not love him.
He chugged a Sprite.
he had some ices. Remember?
Yeah, then he had an icy. He was his 44 ounces. Which is less than a 2-liter, but I had to watch it.
Eric Badlands Booker is next. Radio.com. Radio.com. Love a throwback Thursday, man. It's like a little niche we've carved out for ourselves with the competitive eaters.
Oh, yeah. Mickey, they're great, man.
Mickey Sudo yesterday. Angry Mickey Sudo. George Shea was with us on Tuesday. And Badlands Booker, he's on the line there, Solana? Yeah? Okay.
Big man.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Badlands Booker, he is, as I've mentioned, one of the most recognizable competitive eaters in the world. You will see him a week from today on stage, Coney Island, in front of 30,000 screaming fans trying to eat more hot dogs than Joey Chestnut, as he tries to do every year, comes up short. And if you're not there to witness it live, you'll be able to watch it on ESPN2. But more than that, as we have mentioned, Badlands has become a YouTube sensation. His Badlands Chugs YouTube channel, 750,000 subscribers. Some of the videos, as you and I noticed yesterday, over 5 million views.
I watched a bunch of them.
And they're addictive. And he is with us now. Hello, Badlands.
Hey, hello. What's good, Hawk? How you doing?
Very good, man. We're excited to talk to you again. We always enjoy talking to you. The last time that we talked to you, the YouTube channel was percolating, but it has become a viral sensation. How did that happen?
I don't know. It just blew up, since the last time we talked. I mean, I had maybe 15,000 subscribers, and I just been picking a few YouTubers a few eaters that are YouTubers, like Matt Stoney, with his 8 million subscribers. I was like, hey, buddy, how do you do it, And he gave me a few tips, and I just utilized them, and here we are. Pretty much all I did was just basically interact with my fans, ask them what they wanted to see, and kept uploading, and it just grew overnight. It's just amazing.
I was going to ask too. Are you pushing the envelope? Are you chugging different things or trying different things to get that buzz going?
Oh yeah, I'm chugging the world one bottle at a time. I basically just ask them what they want to see, and they do the work for me. They chug this, a new soda came out, chug that, do the milk challenge, and I just, give them what they want.
But like we were talking earlier before we brought you on, we watched a chug video of you doing, it was like an icy, where was it? Was it Sonic?
Sonic, a 44 ounce icy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there's, chugging something like that, and you did it with this massive straw, but there's physical pain involved in that. Like anytime you drink something ice cold, there's some pain, but to drink that much that quickly, there's physical pain, right?
Oh yeah, brain freeze is real. It's just I choose that. That was like a Slurpee straw, but I call it the PVC pipe of straws. I was in a 7-Eleven one day, and I just saw these straws collecting dust, and I'm like, man, that would be so cool if I could just get that straw and utilize it in the videos. It'll work better than a regular old tiny straw that they give you. So I said, let's put two and two together and just make YouTube history.
Well, we watched two of them as a show. We watched the slushy and we watched the cranberry sprite. Is the brain freeze or the carbonation worse?
I'll have to say the brain freeze is worse
because that carbonation can't feel good though.
Oh my goodness!
Well, then, the carbonation. And, it builds up and, it's like a catalyst. It just keeps growing and growing. But, it only has one way to go, and that's out through a burp. And, the fans love that, too. So
we heard one of them.
Yeah, we heard one. Rattled our studio. Eric Badlands Booker is with us. You got to check out his YouTube channel, Badlands Chugs. And then he'll be Thursday at Coney Island in New York in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. What's the preparation for that like? Because we talked with George Shea earlier in the week. He said Joey Chestnut stops eating on Sunday night and only has water or coffee for 4 days leading up to the competition.
And Mickey Sudo yesterday said she does the challenge 1 week before.
Right, like she does a practice challenge, she said, with the hot dogs, buns, and kind of tries to set it up as if it was the contest. And so do you have a preparation?
Well, basically 3 days before, I'll just go with doing like protein shakes, right? I had discovered this thing online called Huel, it's like a meal replacement. You know, I would just go to that. You know, just have like two or three servings of that. You know, the 3 days leading up to it, and then just drink a lot of water just to hydrate myself, and so I can be, you know, pretty much empty and ready to go. But since I'm rapping also, I'm doing about five songs, right? So
right, you're performing before the contest, right?
Yeah. So you know, so that morning I'll probably have like you know some orange juice. You know, I have a little bit of a little bit of carbs just to like keep me up so I won't like just like pass out. You know.
I don't know balance. I play in the NFL, man. I couldn't do shows before I go to an NFL game. That would affect my preparation for the actual contest. Is this a mistake doing the songs?
You just got to, you know, and have a little more cardio, you know, just to compensate for that. So
you got to compartmentalize pretty much. Hey, I'm a performer right now. Now I'm a competitive eater.
Well, you know, the fans want to see both, so, you know, I have to give them what they want.
What's making you more money right now? Competitive eating, rapping, or the Badlands Chugs YouTube video?
Well, I have to say the Chugs at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, the YouTube is a whole title, a whole different animal. I mean, it's like, right now, you know, I'm still working for the Subway in New York. If this keeps up, you know, I may retire early.
I was going to ask you that. Like, are you making enough money now that you can give up your day job?
Yeah. It's getting to that point. So, you know.
And what is it? Is it all based off? It's all based off advertising. Is that how you make the money on YouTube?
Yeah. Because every time that you click onto a Chug video, you know, then when the ad runs, you know, that's how the money is made. But, you know, there's, you know, I also get like sponsorships, you know, different people will ask me to promote their products, you know, during the Chug video. And, you know, they pay me to do that, too. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can get some money off of YouTube.
Badlands Booker is with us, a competitive eater. I was watching a YouTube video from Major League Eating. You know, you talk about being up in New York. So Major League Eating has a YouTube channel, and you were at a restaurant in Queens. And you were eating three live octopus. It was Crowder. They were squirming and trying to get off the plate. These weren't.
I would have ran from Badlands too.
These were not little tiny calamaris. This was crazy. Did you enjoy that?
It was delicious. It was like, just imagine the freshest seafood that you ever had. I mean, if you like to eat sushi, I mean, it was so fresh. It was unbelievable. But it was a little tough, but they had to eventually cut it up for me. But
they were squirming. They were trying to get away from you. That didn't take away some of the luster of the flavor.
If those damn hot dogs could run, they would too.
I mean that just brought out the, you know, the... You know, just like the caveman in me, and that's been, you know, like, you know, buried into me. Just like, you know, like, get over here, come here, you know, the hunter and the gatherer. You know, I had to fight for my food this time instead of go to the supermarket and get it.
It is so funny, man. You got to watch these videos. Watch Badlands channel though. And this morning I was watching more, and I would click. They would have like some pop up ads too, and I would click on them. Uh-huh. Badlands. Because I know you're making money off it. So everybody do the same thing. Get Badlands out of the Subway and get them on full time on YouTube. So, yes, like, what are some of the things that you're planning on chugging on the Badlands Chugs videos maybe for the rest of the year?
I just did a video. I just released a video like a couple of hours ago. Me and a fellow YouTuber named Dane Drops, right? He does like full reviews from Connecticut. We had collaborated, and you know, he's reviewing like the whole McDonald's international like sandwiches.
Yeah.
That they just recently put out. So he's doing that, and you know, I'm just putting away two of the large strawberry bananas smoothies, right, and just record time. And then we went to a Sonic, and then we he reviewed the Coney dog, and I just did the big Red Bull slushy. I did the lemon this time, and it was like, I thought I was like, you know, deep sea diving because they had actual lemons inside the slushy. I was like, it's because I did the stirring out there. I said, this feels like a big piece of ice in here. But then, you know, I get the fish and I'm like, okay, there's one lemon, there's two lemon, there's a seed, you know.
You ever just sip a drink after a long day at work in the subway? You ever come home and just sip a drink, or you just have to chug it?
Oh, no. I have to chug it. I mean, it's, you know, there's no sipping, you know. There's no regular drinking. I mean, it's boring, you know. You just go, just upend the bottle. Why not, you know?
Do you ever do alcoholic beverages? Because then you're going to get drunk if you drink it that fast, bro.
Yeah, there are some alcohol chugs. Yeah, I go to the older chugs and where, you know, I drink my little 40 ounces like I used to back in the day.
How fast do you go through a 40?
You can chug a 40.
Have you ever heard of the Edward 40 Hands Challenge?
No. You've heard of that, Solana?
Yeah,
hold on.
I've tried that, but I did it with 2-4 Locos, and I threw up like a quarter of the way through.
All right, what's the Edward 40 Hands Challenge?
Well, basically what it is, right, is that you take 2 40s, whatever ones you want to drink, and you got to wrap your hands with tape. And the challenge
I just saw that in a movie. I just saw that in a movie. What movie did I just see that in?
What movie was it in? I just remember.
Literally just saw it in a movie because the dude couldn't get out of the house because he had the 40s taped to his hands. And he was like, the cops had shown up.
Is this Hulu? I've never seen this.
What did I just see that on? I literally just saw that. Anyway, okay, so you tape the 2 40s to your hands.
Right, you take 2 40s to your hands, right? And you know, the premise is that you can't do nothing. You can't do the bathroom. You can't eat, I mean, for 10 minutes, right, you have to drink the 40s, right? And if you do it in under 10 minutes, then you win. You know, if you don't, then, you know, whatever. But I hold the unofficial record. I did it in 46 seconds.
What?
80 ounces of beer?
Yeah. It's on there. Just Google.
Because Crowder can drink beer. I've traveled with Crowder before. This dude can drink beer. Could you knock down 2 40s in less than 100 seconds?
You know what? This is something I might have to test Badlands on. I gotta try.
Oh,
40 Edward
Hands. Miami's not too far. You know, I can come down there and we can go if you want.
Give me a month to train. Give me a month to train.
Okay.
Hey, is there anything that you've tried to chug that you couldn't do, came back up?
I did honey once, and that was just that was not a good day.
That doesn't go down easy. That just gets it. That's terrible.
Yeah. Midway through, I was like, you know, why did I do this? actually, I got called out. That's why I did it. You know, somebody was like, yeah, I call out Badlands Chugs. You think you're big and bad? Well, try to chug this honey. So I said, yeah, I can do that. And then halfway through, I'm like, oh, no, this is not a good choice. It gets sticky and it's everywhere. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, I would imagine that might be endangering your life. I mean, I could close off an airway.
Yeah, no, but I lived through it. It's all good.
All right. Eric Badlands Booker, he will be competing next Thursday, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. It'll be on ESPN2. It is an American tradition, that hot dog eating contest. Any chance you think you can unseat Joey Chestnut?
Not this year. No. I mean, Joey's on his way to eat 90, so it's like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, how many can you throw back? Like, what's your personal best on hot dogs and buns?
My personal best is 40 in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty impressive, but he is so much better than every other eater. It's almost not fair.
He's the most disciplined eater, you know, and it's just, oh, man, it's just, you know, insane the way he trains and the way he looks at it. I mean, it's just, wow. I mean, we got to really put your balls to the wall in order to just, you know, unseat Joey because, you know, he is not for play.
And you say, like, you know you've done 40 in the past. Do you go into a competition with a goal set? Do you say, I want to get 44, 42, or do you just start eating?
No. I definitely have a goal set. You know, I really want to always want to do better than my previous best. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I can get five more, then you know, like if I can get in there and do 45, that would be great. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just push it up, because it's, you know, since they give it to you in plates of five, you know what I'm saying? I always want to do better than my previous best.
Bunch of people texting in, by the way, and I appreciate it. Cobra Kai, the TV show I've been watching on YouTube, the season two, it was Stingray in the episode where he was doing the 40, the Edward 40 hands challenge. That's where I saw it, on Cobra Kai.
I didn't see the second season of Cobra Kai. The first season was dynamite, though.
Yes, first season was great. Second season is even better. I love this guy, Badlands. This guy is my spirit animal. All right, Badlands, we're rooting for you on Thursday, and we're going to be watching your YouTube channel. Everyone subscribe to it, Badlands Chugs on YouTube. Thank you for making time for us, Badlands.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate y'all so much.
Man, I just love talking to the competitive eaters.
He's awesome.
Yesterday was such a shock with Mickey Sudo. That's it, because that's what I expected. But his YouTube channel is addictive, and I don't know why, but it is addictive. And give him the subs. Like, you get him over 1 million subs. Like, when you start getting over 1 million subs on YouTube, you can really start making some serious coin. And this guy's a nice guy, and so go ahead and go to that YouTube channel and support him. Good dude.
You said sub. I thought you were talking about the actual food sub. It's like, buy him a sub.
Get him to 1 million subs. Dude can buy some subs. You see what I'm saying? All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. This song was featured in the movie Running Scared, which was released on this day in 1986. You ever see that movie? It's Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines.
Yes.
Chicago police officers. Yep. Yeah.
It's funny.
It's a great movie.
It is.
Totally underrated banger. This is still a banger. I saw it because I tweeted that out, and someone tweeted at me. And they're like, when's the last time you saw it? And I did see it a couple years ago, and it holds up. Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal are just funny in it, and they're cops in Chicago. This song is a banger.
Is it? I think it's easy to be a banger as a comedy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Because funny is funny, generally.
Yes, but like action films.
And good relationship, like buddy cop films. I mean, that is 48 hours. Yeah. Like, buddy cop film, Lethal Weapon.
Same thing. If
you have the formula and there's some chemistry between the two. But this you never saw Solana Running Scared, I'm guessing?
Never saw it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. I think it totally holds up.
You would.
Anyway, it was released on this date in 1986.
Because it's personalities. It's not CGI and all this great
stuff. That's
why
comedy can hold up.
Yeah.
Because when you start getting into, you know, Star Wars, I know this is, you know, I'm treading on thin ice here, but, you know, you look at Star Wars from 1976 or 77. And while it was, it was incredible back then, maybe not so much today.
That's fishing line right there on top of.
I'm pretty sure she's wearing two crullers on her ears. That doesn't. And somebody says, don't forget to watch the ESPN 30 for 30 next week on competitive eating. That's next week, because obviously the ESPN telecast of the hot dog eating contest is Thursday. So George Shea had told us about that a couple times ago that he was on. So there's a 30 for 30 about competitive eating.
That is a DVR.
Somebody texts in.
Guarantee I'm going to watch that one.
Somebody texts in. How did you guys not ask him his thoughts on equality and competitive eating? So disappointed in you guys. I thought you were going to ask him. I was waiting. I was waiting for you to ask him.
Badlands is having a good time.
He is having a good time. Can you imagine? Like, think about that. You want to talk about the American dream. Think about that. Just a big dude, likes eating, enters a couple hot dog eating contests. Starts to gain some traction, works in the subway. Remember, we've had him on the show before where he was at the subway or he had to call in late because he got held up late at the subway. And all of a sudden, he's on the cusp of being able to quit his subway job and just chug drinks for the rest of his life. That is America right there.
It's not healthy for him, but
it is not healthy. It is not healthy, and we don't. I was asking Crowder during the break, do you think you could? He said he did the Edward 40 hands challenge, which I did see in Cobra Kai. Now I remember. But literally, they taped two 40s to your hands. So that all your hands are just two 40s. You cannot use them. You no longer have opposable thumbs. They are just two 40s. He said he drank them. 80 ounces of beer, malt liquor, in 80 seconds, I believe he said.
No chance.
Could you do that? Because you can drink.
I can drink. Like, when we do the dumb thing, and I still play with my college buddy, you know what I'm saying? Even though you're grown, you get together, and it's 7 or 8 of y'all, you just get dumb again. I don't know if women know this. Some reason testosterone gets together, and it multiplies, and we'll still do the dumb stuff. Hey, let's shotgun. When you poke a hole in the side of the beer and then shotgun it, I think I can get through, like, a six-pack, but then I'm done for an hour.
But I've seen, like, you know, one of the things that's been going viral lately, they show an athlete at a sporting event. You saw it was Aaron Rodgers, and he could not down a paper cup of beer, a plastic cup of beer. But who did? I'm trying to think of
the lineman.
The lineman from Green Bay.
Bakari. He has that crazy flash.
Just threw it back. I've seen you do that.
I destroyed him. Like, I haven't seen a athlete chug a beer faster than I can chug a beer.
I've seen you do with a glass, like a tall glass of beer.
The big boys, the 20 ounces.
You just throw it down.
I can just open it up and let it flow.
But the 40s, first of all, it's not a big opening.
Nope.
It blows my mind that he could do that quickly.
And once you stop, then you have to restart. I could never restart.
You got to just
have to put it down. I start burping. You start burping up foam, like 40 ounces in your stomach. Because you think about it, like 5 or 6 beers, that's 50, 60 ounces. But like after I stop, there's no restarting. I need 45 minutes to recover. And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night. Nobody wants that.
No, nobody does.
Yeah, I know myself, man. You start drinking that much beer, it gets it in your bladder, and then, you're going to pee in the bed.
I would fall asleep for 3 days. 3 days.
Please don't try it.
I would not.
I would.
I would not.
I would sit on FaceTime with your wife if you ever tried it, just to make sure you're okay.
I told you in college once, like, I wasn't a huge drinker. I had to drink, vodka when I was in high school, and I don't endorse this, vodka drinks. Beer, but I'd never had a Long Island iced tea because I guess you'd never make that at home, I guess. You wouldn't make that at a party, so you'd only have it at a bar.
Yeah.
So I get to UM, I'd never had a Long Island iced tea, so I didn't know how potent it was. But I just knew it tasted delicious.
Delicious.
It was a fruit punch. Like, it was delicious. And it was at Sid's Piano Bar in Coral Gables. It doesn't exist anymore, but Sid's was legendary. But I was knocking down Long Island iced teas because I was trying to keep up with everyone that's around me who's bigger. And I ended up falling asleep on the floor of the bathroom in Sid's.
Of the bathroom.
And when I tell you.
The bathroom bar?
This is, I mean, the dirtiest bathroom. Ooh. Like, you wouldn't go to sleep in this bathroom if they paid you $10,000. I was tired.
I think that's called drunk.
I was Deacon Jones tired.
Deacon was tired so long. Rest in peace. He's bouncing back now.
Well, no, he's not.
He's not sleepy anymore.
He's dead.
He's not sleepy anymore.
Well, I mean, he's not bouncing back. I don't think. You said you did the Edward 40-ounce challenge?
I didn't do it with 40s. I did it with 4 Locos, so it's a little different.
But that's more potent.
It is, but I didn't try to do it in, like, a time limit. We would just, when we were younger,
so you just had them on your hands, you couldn't do anything
right,
but drink.
You had them taped, and the funny part was, like, halfway down, you got to pee. What do you do?
But you can't, yeah.
Right.
Boy, guys are stupid. We really are. Yeah. You're so right.
Guys are dumb.
We are so stupid.
It's dumb. You walk me out the parking lot right now like, hey, chug 6 beers. I'm like, no, man, that's a waste of time, waste of money. Why am I wasting this good beer? Give me around 7 or 8 guys I knew in college.
I've seen it in Vegas because I'm 49 damn years old. And then get me in Vegas around gambling and women and drinks and someone else's expense account.
If that 23 hits on roulette and you win money,
I am.
You
Edward
go in.
40 hands.
Hey, where's the lady? You start
tipping.
I've got
tipping
table
massages. I've got everything working there. Oh, my goodness.
Have you actually gotten a table massage?
Oh, I get them every time we're there.
No.
Yeah, there is nothing like playing blackjack or roulette and having someone give you a massage and,
no,
my God,
way.
The best.
Oh, it's not 5 minutes, Alana. We're sitting, and I don't know. I'm not bragging about this at all. But we'll sit at a roulette table for 3 hours in Vegas, and he'll get a massage for an hour.
It's a pleasure, man. I mean, I would do it here. I really believe in the new building. We should have table massages walking by, you know, where you just, yeah, let me get one.
Yep. And then he's rapport with the lady.
Oh,
and keep
I
going,
talk.
Sir. And yeah, how you doing?
Everybody good, makes fun of me because every guy wants to do the manly thing. Yeah, deep tissue. Like, really, I always do the same thing. Just tickle my back.
He really says that.
I'm not even lying. I go, yeah, just scratch my back a little bit, maybe my scalp, yeah. The easiest table massage she gives all night.
It's uncomfortable when you look to your right and you see a guy with his eyes low.
I'm like a cat. I move my body into her. I can get it.
Right there, right there, right there. Kicks his little leg. Starts kicking his leg.
The right
like a dog. It's uncomfortable.
And then I'll tell you, man, another 23 pops up. Oh, I may turn around. I may get a front massage.
Just tickle my nipples. What, excuse me?
Sorry, sir. That's frowned upon here at the Bellagio.
Shoot me an extra 20.
Yeah. Nothing's that frowned upon in Vegas.
No.
If you got enough money, nothing's that frowned upon.
Money talks.
Randy Moeller is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We will talk about Roberto Luongo and his legacy with the Florida Panthers. Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com in the 4 o'clock hour. He'll give us the latest on everything going on with NBA free agency. And I do want to get into that in the next segment because you were talking about, you know, where do you think Kevin Durant's going to go? And we were kind of bandying about in the first segment what our ideas were. I do have some predictions from actual basketball writers on who's going where. And I want to get your prediction on a couple of guys. Solana, your prediction on a couple of guys. So we'll delve into NBA free agency when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.